Business Class is brought to you by the Tourism Academy, harnessing the power of science, business psychology, and adult education to advance the tourism industry and build sustainable economies. Learn how to engage your community, win over stakeholders, and get more visitors at tourismacademy.org. Providing you with the tools, knowledge, skills, and power to advance your career, grow your business, and build a better future for your community. We are the Tourism Academy. Welcome to Business Class.
On this week's episode of Business Class from the Tourism Academy, Steve Ekstrom sits down to interview Patrick Kaler, President and CEO at Visit Buffalo Niagara. Patrick talks about his first destination job, he explains why he cares about all of Erie County so much, and he shares what he's learned from other DMOs. Let's get to the show. Here's your host, Steve Ekstrom.
All right. Hello, everybody. Steve Ekstrom here, host of the Tourism Academy's Business Class podcast, where I get to talk to people who make their living in the tourism industry and who also get to make a bit of a difference with the work that they do. Today's guest, Patrick Kaler, is no different. As you can see from the background, he is in wild, wonderful Buffalo, New York. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So you have a sign on the back desk that says, "Ask me." Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. One of the big events that we're very fortunate to host here in Buffalo every 3 to 4 years is the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We host rounds 1 and 2. We prefer 1 and 2 because we get more fans, because we get 8 teams that come to our destination. But during that, there's 2 different sessions on one day of the tournament, and we have to get everybody out of the arena, get them fed. They have 2 hours of a break, and then they go back. And so we put our volunteers out on the street with these Ask Me signs to help direct all of those fans to where they can get to a bar or a restaurant quickly.
And tell me, you just mentioned you've been in Buffalo for 8 years, you mm-hmm. said? Tell me of a moment where it reminded you of how you grew up living in Buffalo.
Oh, I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in a small town in central Illinois. And, you know, if I can even take a step back, when the headhunter called me for this job, he said, "Hey, I've got this great opportunity in Buffalo." And I said, "You're going to have to call me back when you've got a great opportunity in a city that's not Buffalo," because I didn't know what was taking place in Buffalo. You know, all I knew was that it snowed here 365 days out of the year because of a snowstorm in 1977, that the Buffalo Bills lost 4 consecutive Super Bowls, and anything positive that Tim Russert would say on Meet the Press. But he said, "No, you really need to take a look to see what's happening in Buffalo." And I never imagined that I would live in the state of New York, coming from my small town in Illinois. But the people of Buffalo and Erie County and Western New York are truly, it's a truly Midwestern city in the state of New York and, you know, the northeastern part of the country. So I truly felt at home as soon as I came to Buffalo. As soon as that plane landed and I was able to start experiencing, I thought, "Oh my gosh, I want this job. I want to be in Buffalo." And it's been probably one of my all-time favorite jobs that I've had in my tourism career.
So one of your favorite jobs you've had in tourism, what is something that you love about going to work every day?
What I love about the DMO world is that I may think I know what my day is going to be like, but it never turns out to be that way. When I graduated from college, and I have a degree in tourism, back then, and this was in, you know, the early 90s, everything about tourism careers were to drive you to be the general manager of a hotel or a resort. And so I thought in my mind, that's what I was going to do. And after I graduated looking for a job, I ended up working for the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Champaign, Illinois, and immediately fell in love with it because we get to touch on every aspect of the tourism industry. So it's not just selling that same hotel room every day. I get to sell 120 hotel hotels in our destination. You know, we're talking about attractions, we're talking about meetings and conventions, sporting groups, group tour, international, leisure. So that's what I really love about the DMO world, is that we get to really just have the whole destination at our fingertips to talk to any type of visitor that would be interested in coming to the destination.
So growing up in the Midwest, that brings together like thoughts of family and closeness. How would you say you're most like each of your parents?
Oh, let's see. That's a great question. I've never been asked that before. My parents were very Midwestern. Actually, as a family, we never really traveled. We would take that one vacation every year to Indiana Beach in Monticello, Indiana, the Riviera of the Midwest is kind of how they branded themselves. But every year for 25 years, we went to Indiana Beach, stayed at Big Chief Lodge, which, you know, is not politically correct now to call the resort that. But you know, it was the same thing every year. And so that's what we looked forward to every year. My parents were very hardworking individuals. My dad was a mail carrier for 42 years. My mother worked as a clerk for the telephone company, but just, you know, very down to earth. I think that's what I took away from my childhood. And that's where I have, you know, I don't take myself too seriously. I can poke fun at myself, but, you know, need to be a professional when I need to be. But that's just what I have taken through all of the destinations where I have worked. I've worked in Chicago, Illinois. I've worked in Lake Tahoe. I've worked in Los Angeles. But I've always kept that, you know, Midwestern down to earth, you know, character that both of my parents instilled upon me.
So not taking yourself too seriously, what was the last thing that made you laugh out loud?
Yesterday at our board meeting, I joked that we have this very big event that takes place in Buffalo every year. Unfortunately, last year it didn't take place, but it's called the World's Largest Disco. And it is a big fundraiser for many of the nonprofits that are housed here in Buffalo. We get 7,000 people that come to this event at our convention center. In addition to the DMO, I also oversee our convention center as well. And you know, with COVID, you know, and numbers starting to rise, we are going to have 7,000 vaccinated people in the convention center. But, you know, trying to get the workforce back to make sure that 7,000 people have a great time at this event. And it's a big party, so we need lots of bartenders and, you know, people to put out our food. But we've been struggling to make sure that we have enough of a workforce for this big event. And so the big joke was that I'm going to be, you know, bartending at the World's Largest Disco the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And so one of my board members asked me if I'm a light pour or a heavy pour. I said, actually, I'm a horrible bartender, and I'll be working the beer tent. And that got kind of a big laugh out of everybody.
You know, some of us might say we're better drinkers than we are bartenders.
That would definitely be my case.
What's your drink of choice?
I love anything with tequila. Back in my college days, I could drink anybody under the table with beer. But I think I'm a big tequila, gin and tonic drinker now.
Okay. If there were one thing about yourself that you could change, what would it be?
It would probably be that, you know, I'm a perfectionist, and I get very hard on myself with timelines and making sure everything's done correctly. And yesterday at our board meeting, we released and approved a new 10-year destination plan, as well as 3-year strategic plans. And, you know, I'm very cognizant about how we represent the destinations. So our funding comes from actually Erie County, even though, you know, Buffalo is, you know, the big destination within Erie County. But I'm very cognizant of making sure that we are talking about the entire county. And so in, you know, all of the documents, I made sure that it said Buffalo and Erie County, because I want to make sure that the other smaller communities see themselves. There was one area that we forgot to put Erie County in, and we had gone through these documents so many times, and somebody from the county said, is it on purpose that on this one area that you just said Buffalo and not Erie County? And like, oh my gosh. And this has been eating at me for the last 24 hours that we forgot to put Erie County. So that's kind of an example of, you know, just how important it is for me to make sure that we do everything right. That the fact that I left that one little aspect out of one little area, and of course it would be my county representative that would pick up on it. And he was just giving me a hard time about it. And, you know, we made the change and all is good with the world today.
So you've been working in the DMO world for a while. Who's somebody that you look up to and why?
I would have to say that would be my original boss when I started with the Champaign-Urbana Convention and Visitors Bureau. Her name was Marie Early DiBello. And honestly, she gave me my first job in the industry and gave me every opportunity to learn the business. I started out as director of visitor information and worked my way up to director of sales and marketing within 3 years. And it was a fantastic opportunity, like I said. And she just gave me every opportunity to learn the business. So then when I turned 28, I applied for the CEO job and actually got it. And I was the youngest CEO of a convention and visitors bureau in the state of Illinois at the time. And it was really because she gave me those opportunities. And one of the things, because we're in Champaign-Urbana, you know, home of the University of Illinois, you know, very a big research one university. And this was at the beginning of the internet and websites. And she really wanted to get a website up and running. And I went, the DMO that I ended up running was called Galena, Illinois, and it's about 3 hours outside of Chicago. It's the third most popular destination in the state of Illinois after Chicago, the state capital of Springfield, and then this little town that 100% of it is on the National Registry of Historic Places because they didn't have the dollars to modernize their town and tear down all these historic buildings. So everything was still intact. But I was the first destination in the state of Illinois to launch a website. And honestly, it was because of Marie just trying to instill in me to be ahead of the curve, to be looking at the trends of what would be coming and how we could better serve our destination, getting the information out. And she was really, truly a visionary, even on the side of sports marketing. I think that she was probably one of the first who really embraced sports marketing on amateur athletics, bringing those types of groups into Champaign. And that's something that, you know, we have just truly seen grow over the years.
Quick break to tell you about Group Travel Odyssey. Tour operators, do you ever lack quality service and support from your IT provider? Are you tired of entering the same system information over and over? Well, now is your chance to be part of the GTO community. Group Travel Odyssey is software and service that helps you effortlessly manage your group travel marketing, sales, operations, suppliers, and accounting. Visit grouptraveloddyssey.com to request a demo so you can personally experience our flexible software and service. Group Travel Odyssey, business without boundaries. Now back to Business Class with Steve Ekstrom.
So you talked about innovation and that being something that was important to you as a young CEO. What are maybe two or three things that you see happening now in Buffalo and with your organization now that you would consider innovative?
Yeah, social media and the content that we're putting out on social media is just so critically important. You know, we are kind of distancing ourselves from overall print. We're cutting our the number of visitor guides that we typically print in half this year, doing more with social media, doing more digitally as well, trying to get people to our website. I'm all about looking at the opportunities that we can to grow that overall engagement.
Is there anything I didn't ask that you wish that I did?
I don't think so. Did I explain, you know, what's happening here in Buffalo well enough? And okay.
You make me want to visit. I had a, in my house in Fort Lauderdale, I had a guest suite and I had a recurring guest every winter who is from Buffalo, and he has convinced me to visit again. So I will be there sometime in the summer, and you've given me some more things to look forward to.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I don't know when the last time that you were here for that conference, but even just the 8 years that I have been here, when I first got here, there were 8 cranes in the air with lots of development. And there's still so much that's taking place here. Our waterfront with Canal Side continues to evolve. Ice bikes were invented here 8 years ago. And that's just another way that we can embrace winter. You know, the word clouds that always come out about Buffalo are cold and snow. And I said, great. Let's embrace it. Let's talk about it. Let's get people excited to come to Buffalo for wintertime activities. And we're starting to see that. You know, typically, of course, you know, the normal bell curve, our highest occupancy are the summer months, but we're shifting our resources because we don't need to advertise for summer. Our occupancy is already 80, 90%. How much more can we do? So I said, let's start working on our shoulder seasons and talk about the winter months and get people excited about coming to Buffalo and experiencing winter, because our Department of Public Works does a great job of opening up the roads. The airport has never shut down in any of the storms that we've had, and we are able to keep people moving. And so you can come to Buffalo and have a good winter experience, but it's not going to be, you're not going to be shuttered here and left in your hotel room. You're going to be able to get out and go to restaurants and do fun things out in the snow.
What destinations do you look at for inspiration?
Oh gosh, what destinations don't I look at? I'm constantly looking at what other destinations are doing. I love to follow my peers on LinkedIn to see, you know, how they're doing things. I pull off other destinations' business plans and see what they're doing and what they're doing for the next year. One of the things that we're going to be doing in 2022 is creating a tourism accelerator for some of our working with our DEI type businesses. So, you know, minority owned, women owned, LGBTQ owned businesses that are in the tourism space, but what can we do to help them grow their business? Working with our local banks, with our TV stations, bringing a lot of our community players together to help them with their marketing, with their finances. That's just kind of our role. We're really evolving into a DMMO, a destination management marketing organization. And I think the pandemic has given us that opportunity to truly look inward and also look at our resident engagement as well. It's not just about bringing people 75 miles outside of the destination, but it's also engaging our locals because they're our best ambassadors. And there's a lot of prideful people that live here in Erie County and Buffalo, and they're traveling. And we want them to talk about the great things that there are to see and do here in Buffalo as well. And so they need to know what resources that we have. And again, if I can engage with these new young businesses to help them grow, I just see that as, you know, the evolving nature of what we do as an organization.
I appreciate that on a number of different counts, and we could talk about that offline. But we wrap up every one of our interviews with a card game. This is not Cards Against Humanity. This is the conversation starter. So I'm going to ask you to pick a number 1 to 10.
Okay, I'm going to pick number 6.
How often do you feel guilty, and how do you deal with it?
Okay. I feel guilty every single day. Again, I think it's that good Midwestern Catholic altar boy guilt that's been instilled in me by my parents. Like I said yesterday with the board and forgetting to put Erie County, I always think, oh, I could have done that better. I could have done that differently. I'm very self-deprecating in that way. So I probably have a little ping of guilt every single day of my life. But that is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. I don't think it's a bad thing because it makes me look inward and to be a better person, to be a better professional, you know, be a better leader to my staff, be a better brother to my siblings, be a better uncle. So I look at it as a good thing and a positive thing.
Well, Patrick, I am glad we finally got to chat here on Business Class. Thank you for joining me. For those who want to learn more about visiting Buffalo or Erie County, how would they go about learning more?
They can find us on the internet at visitbuffaloniagara.com. And we're very fortunate that all of our social media platforms are the same, Visit Buffalo Niagara. Keep it very easy.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you joining me here in Business Class, and I look forward to seeing you on the road.
Thank you so much.
Take a course, train your people, teach what you love, promote your products. Donate today at tourismacademy.org, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The Business Class Podcast is produced by Stephen Gross and powered by Group Travel Odyssey. Group Travel Odyssey consolidates human resources, marketing, sales, tour operations, tour accounting, supplier management, and on-the-road management in one convenient, easy-to-use package. Improve your team's efficiency with continuously updated supplier information and pricing right at your fingertips. Group Travel Odyssey, business without boundaries.